Wisconsin Eye is at Mount Mary University in Milwaukee, where civic and governmental leaders from throughout the region are continuing to discuss how to fund the region's arts, cultural, and entertainment needs. And I want to thank four members of the task force and civic leaders who are looking at the issues. To my left is Mr. John Daniels. He's co-chairman of the Cultural and Entertainment Capital Needs Task Force. Mr. Daniels, thank you for joining us. Paul Matthews is president and CEO of Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Mr. Chuck Harvey is a trustee of the Public Policy Forum. He's also an executive with Johnson Controls. And Rob Hinken is president of the Public Policy Forum. Rob, welcome back to Wisconsin Eye. Rob, Public Policy Forum kind of started this debate with The Show Must Go On, which is Act Two of you reporting to the community on the needs. You want to give us a very quick overview of The Show Must Go On, and it's available on your website, isn't it?
It is, Steve, www.publicpolicyforum.org.
Go for it.
This report is a follow-up to a report we issued in December of 2013, which assessed the needs of the region's cultural and entertainment assets. In this case, we take a look at five other metro areas: Oklahoma City, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Denver, and Cleveland, how they have met the needs of their cultural and entertainment assets. And then we model four distinctive, very hypothetical approaches for Milwaukee County that gives us some idea as to what types of funding mechanisms may be available, what the nature and extent of those funding mechanisms would need to be, depending on different policy objectives, and how we might have a pathway to figure all of this out if we elect to do anything at all here.
Thank you very much. I want to ask Mr. Daniels and then Mr. Harvey, why is this issue so important? And then, Paul, I'm going to ask you what it means for your facility. But why is this issue so important, Mr. Daniels?
Well, I think one of the reasons that this issue is really critical to our region is that we know that the combination of educational resources, economic resources, and indeed cultural resources are the key things to vibrancy. And while we know that we've worked on, as a community, economic resources on things like M7, this is the first time in a very long time that our communities had an opportunity to really look at some things that we've taken for granted. We've got some wonderful cultural assets in our community, but those assets in many cases were developed years and years ago, and they now come to a life cycle where we have to make a commitment for the future. So this is a very important dialogue for our entire region.
Thank you. Mr. Harvey?
You know, we're all in global competition for resources and talent in particular. And one of the things that we think really makes sense is that the viability of the region will depend, and our ability to be able to attract talent a lot of times depends on the viability of the region. And if you think about, you know, just the journey that Milwaukee has been on, and looking at the vibrancy of the city, of the region, and where talent comes from, we're going to have to recruit it from all over the world. And if you don't have a world-class place for people to work and play and live and enjoy their families, then you're going to be at a competitive disadvantage. And so it is important that we work very hard to not only sustain those assets that we have, but also to make sure that they can function in a world-class way.
Thank you. Paul, let me ask about the Marcus Center. Is that a facility that is facing major need to expand or keep what you have now? What's at stake for the Marcus Center, sir?
First of all, it's important to point out that our facility, as well as the other major facilities, cultural facilities mentioned in the Public Policy Forum report, are owned by Milwaukee County. And historically, we have been supported largely by county property tax dollars, both for operating and for capital. Today, though, when we look at our attendance patterns through all of these organizations, our attendance has grown to a majority and upwards of 60% coming now from outside of Milwaukee County. We've become regional destinations. It's important in the context of talking about how to fund these that we keep that in mind. Now, in a case of our facility, and our facilities like the others in the reports, we look at capital investment to drive revenue. We're all looking for ways to reduce our support on local tax dollars, particularly county tax dollars. In our case, a new parking structure, which is critical to our operations, and it will also, it's nearing the end of its useful life. That's our major capital investment that we see in the future, but it's also going to generate a new additional expanded source of revenue for us, which will then in turn enable us to reduce or hopefully eliminate our support from Milwaukee County from the property tax. So that issue for our county facilities in general is important, is how we find a way to more fairly get public support from broader than the county tax dollars.
Okay, thank you. I want to ask questions raised by the two-hour session that we all just witnessed and which Wisconsin and I will have on its archives and be available. The first question goes back to the regional issue. With Ozaukee and Waukesha passing resolutions saying don't raise sales tax to pay for some of these arts, cultural, and entertainment needs, are you discouraged by that, Mr. Daniels, Mr. Harvey?
I'm not discouraged at all, because I think that we're dealing with a process. And one of the things that our task force is focused on is we want to keep an open mind for the entire community until we can come up with the very best solution. So I think it's sort of natural that the first instinct of people is to have reservations about anything involving taxes. I mean, that's just sort of the impulse that we're dealing with. As we develop more data and information, I think that we'll find that people will start to think more in a longer term about what this means for the region and for their communities. And one of the things that I think that is particularly helpful about a group like this is when you get people talking about sort of their differences of views and what's really important to them, that enables you to really find solutions. So contrary to sort of being concerned about, those initial resolutions, I think that was sort of an initial message of concern. And now what we have to do is we got to do the hard work of showing why certain things are really important for all of us. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if the vision and message is clear around how important this is to our region, I am very confident that the community will be supportive. Just about everything that you observed in our community that's really important doesn't initially start with everybody raising their hands and say, let's go. So that's the vibrancy of this task force, is to get people talking about the best solutions.
Any PS on that? Well, Paul, you said 60% of your...
60%, and that runs about the same for the zoo, the public museum, and the art museum in Milwaukee County. But I was encouraged by what I was hearing today. I think that while they have laid down that initial marker, if you will, of saying they don't want any regional tax, what we started to hear entering into the conversation today, which again is encouraging, is to say we have our own needs in our own counties, and those need to be taken into consideration. Therein, I think, down the road lies some opportunity to put together a broader consensus on what we want to do. If you look at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center in Waukesha County, for example, privately built facility on public land, has emerging capital needs. 25% of its attendance is coming from Milwaukee County. So when you look at the attendance patterns, they don't necessarily respect the political boundaries. Mm-hmm. They go where there are things that they want to participate in the region. So what I was hearing today, and I think that was reflected in some of that discussion today, is saying we have needs and we hope they'll get on the table.
But Alderman Bauman from Milwaukee said it has to be a regional approach and it has to include transit. But so there's just a whole lot of issues swirling here. Rob, let me ask about the five other metro areas that you looked at. Were they regional or just pretty much county, a blend of city and that county that surrounds it?
Well, actually, four of the five were essentially county. Oklahoma City is city county, as is St. Louis. But one of the five, Denver, is a seven-county district.
Yes.
So I think that's a significant part of the conversation. I think also of note is Allegheny County. While that is one county, really the driving force behind their initiative to come up with a new funding source was the feeling that the city of Pittsburgh was being asked unfairly to do all of the public sector support for the assets located within city limits, despite the fact that there was a broader regional participation and a broader regional economic impact. And so I think that's what drove them to look at not only changing from a property tax to a sales tax, but looking at a countywide sales tax instead of a city-only property tax.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but going through the report, is it true that you looked at Denver, which is a regional, Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, St. Louis? Did those three not include sports and convention facilities, sir?
Of the ones that we looked at, only Oklahoma City and Allegheny County included
Pittsburgh.
Sports and convention.
Which brings me, Mr. Harvey, to my question. Are the Bucks driving this dialogue, sir?
I think the Bucks were a catalyst for us having this community conversation because they are a asset in the community that adds great value, and it puts us in the eye across the nation by having an NBA team. And so they are a tremendous asset and one I certainly would like to see stay in the community. But I would also tell you, though, that sometimes a catalyst like the Bucks in this case leads to a greater opportunity for a shared community vision. And we don't have that yet relative to what's the cultural and entertainment assets that we really want to stay focused to. And so I think this whole report that Rob has generated, you know, has given us a framework to think about the region a lot differently than maybe we would have had we only tried to, make this state committed to the Bucks.
Well, there's so many different funding mechanisms. These are possibilities now. Mm-hmm. You look broadly at the sales tax, the property tax, and you also cautioned, I would urge people not to be too fixated on the property tax, given our high property tax in Wisconsin. Then you looked at the sin taxes, and for wonks like me, where Wisconsin ranks in sin taxes on page 57 of the report. These are broad sources of revenue. Mm-hmm. Are you, any of you gentlemen, convinced that a solution, has got to come out from one of these broad-based taxes? Anybody?
Well, if I just to comment back what I was saying earlier, that if you look at the support for the cultural facilities, that the public support historically has come really from the Milwaukee County property tax. And one of the reasons we're struggling financially is because of the fact that there are less county tax dollars to go into our facilities. So I think it's kind of a fairness question, really. When you're a regional facility like we are and the others are, then where should the public support come from? Just in general, I'm a believer in a sales tax more than a property tax, in general. And I think that because that then broadens the base from which you're collecting the resources that you need, the public resources you need. It's still debatable whether that should be countywide or regional. But generally speaking, I think it's a form of public support that reflects better the nature of the facilities that we have. And so I think this actually, the arena was a catalyst. But we're very much now talking about the needs of the cultural facilities as well and others. And I think it's been a good thing. It comes at a good time because, as Rob said, it also could spark a discussion about the nature of how we support our governments in general locally, whether it's property tax or sales tax or something else. It could be a spark a broader discussion.
Page 56 of the report says that of the six metro regions surveyed, this region, the city of Milwaukee, has the lowest sales tax. Would you expect that your ultimate recommendations for funding to be sales tax by the process of subtraction? Take property tax off the table, take sin tax off the table. Do you think that's where you're going to end up, Mr. Daniels, Mr. Harvey?
You know, I don't want to prejudge exactly where we're going to end up. And I think one of the comments that we heard today from the other counties like Ozaukee and Waukesha was, okay, let's look at a variety of things. We may end up there, but I think what we want to make certain of is that if people have better ideas or ways to approach these things, that we don't fail to look at those things. Ultimately, I look at this sort of from a top-line standpoint. One of the things that Rob's report highlights, for example, is the average income in our community. Mm-hmm. And I think that what we have to keep in mind is that these things sort of are interwoven. The more vibrant and healthy our community is in terms of jobs and the economic vitality of our businesses, the more ability we have to sustain a number of things. And one of the things that I think we have to keep in mind is you can sort of take the view that, you know, we're going to sort of hold the line and on taxes because that's the way, you know, to drive vibrancy. I happen to be of a view that it's really a combination of having all of these things working together. And sometimes that means that you've got to make an investment. But to make an investment, you've got to convince the community that it's worthwhile. So I look at this as an opportunity to say to everybody in the region, this is why this investment makes a lot of sense. And if you look at the sort of the ultimate vitality of the community, this is going to be very helpful.
And then I have a question for Mr. Harvey, and it's driven by a statement on page 55 of the report. Milwaukee has the lowest median household income and the highest percentage of individuals living in poverty. To what extent should these factors play into what is ultimately recommended, Mr. Harvey?
Well, you know, as John described, you know, you have to look at this from a top line perspective, and I look at this as an opportunity. If we make these type of investments down the road, if we can get consensus, as an opportunity to do something about that particular result. That is, even though Rob's report doesn't talk about what the economic impact can be, certainly I think if we can do some things relative to these cultural and entertainment assets, that there should be job opportunities embedded in there. There should be the opportunity for folks to participate and learn skills from a construction perspective and the like. These are some of the ancillary sort of benefits that I think flows from a community making investments in itself, that there's out of that comes opportunities where perhaps there is no opportunity today.
Mm-hmm. Rob, the report mentions one possibility, creating a district. Why would that offer some potential solutions, sir?
Well, I think the question, overall question of governance is a very important one here, Steve. I think that in terms of going to voters and taxpayers and saying we want to come up with a new funding source that's specifically dedicated to taking care of regionally important cultural and entertainment assets, it would also likely be constructive if you could say to those same voters and taxpayers, we are going to establish a governance structure that will determine how those revenues are collected and then how they are allocated, on what set of criteria. Some of the cities that we looked at use competitive grants processes. So having a separate governing entity that can ensure that these funds are not going to be commingled with other government funds and potentially used to support other government purposes, I think would be important if indeed we go to a referendum.
City of Milwaukee Alderman Bauman and the chairwoman of the Milwaukee County Board followed each other. Should be regional, and should include transit funding. Could I just ask about the transit component? Does that take it in a whole new set of questions and issues, Mr. Daniels?
I think what we have to keep in mind here is that it is it's natural in any process for people to make clear what their highest priorities are. And I think it's healthy that we heard the priorities from the county board chair and from Alderman Bauman today. We heard other priorities. Certainly the folks from Common Ground. Have expressed certain priorities around
playgrounds.
Playgrounds and fair play and how this opportunity could be used to help our community. At the end of the day, the key thing in my mind is that we have a dialogue and we sort through those things as a community that we feel are most important. And I think if we keep in mind that nobody's going to get everything that they want, but that we're going to get those things that are most important for the community, and everybody's had an opportunity to weigh in, I think that'll be a different kind of dialogue. It's very easy, you know, to have a dialogue that starts with no. I mean, you know, you don't have to do a lot of, you know, thinking and trying to figure out the best solution. And what we got to do is we got to start with a dialogue that starts with, okay, now how are we going to get to a different point in our community? And I think that's what, if you listen to all of the comments, woven into those comments is a real desire by everybody to get there, but now we've never had this kind of conversation where there's give and take, and this is going to be a good opportunity to do that.
The task force, though, the original scope, arts, cultural, and entertainment needs, is transit beyond the scope of the task force? Is that a fish you can't fry, Mr. Harvey?
So, you know, I was asked that question by local government officials, and in fact, the task force, John and Jay and I were asked that. And our response was that we think that is a viable challenge and issue for the region. Whether this task force takes it up or we recommend that something be done maybe adjacent, that just simply because of the capacity of this task force, we'll see where it comes out. But frankly, I think we've chosen to stay committed to the cultural entertainment assets as described in our original vision. But we do believe that there's opportunity to maybe, if someone wants to start something around a committee on this whole issue of transportation, regional transportation and the like, and want to leverage and use, you know, that, or we want to use it as part of our visioning, we think that's fair game. But we don't, it's hard for me to understand how, given the challenges that have been, that this task force has taken on, how we would, you know, operationally include that. But we'll see.
Okay. And Rob, I want to ask you about a term you used in the question and answer. You used the term rebalance. Do you see this as a potential opportunity to revisit and change how local public and private arts, cultural, and entertainment services are provided? You seem to be saying we've been wedded too long to the property tax.
Well, I think it is, in using that as a context. I think generally speaking, the way that we finance local government in the state of Wisconsin is somewhat unique. Very heavy dependence on property taxes, very little local option authority for sales or other types of taxes. And so the question becomes, are there certain types of government functions that perhaps should be better funded with a sales tax as opposed to a property tax? One could craft an argument that when it comes to cultural and entertainment assets, having property owners bear the burden of supporting those entities as opposed to visitors, commuters, and residents who purchase things in the county, I think that's an important local government policy wonk type of conversation that needs to occur. And would it benefit us economically as a region to have less reliance on the property tax and in rebalancing to have a little more reliance on a local sales tax, as an example?
Paul, do you, at the Marcus Center, do you have the ability to remind those who use it and live outside the county of Milwaukee that just kind of remind them that is in this regional dialogue? Is that something the Marcus Center does or is thinking about doing?
We do that, and we remind people that we are partially funded by Milwaukee County and owned by Milwaukee County as well. So I think that, and we do talk to people about the fact that their support, that is ticket purchasing, very basically supports the institution as well. So they understand they have a stake in our
future.
But
you do not have a two-tier pricing policy?
No, we
Milwaukee
don't.
County residents?
No, we don't.
Is that something you've discussed?
Would it work?
I don't think
in our situation it would really work. And it would be tough for a lot of our resident groups who do their own ticketing to be able to apply that to their sales as well.
I understand. I want to respect your time. I've just got a couple more questions. One is the role of state government. Do most of the funding, the potential funding solutions, need a statutory change in the Capitol enacted by lawmakers? And if you don't get a statutory change, no action from the Capitol, does that tie your hands in terms of solutions, Mr. Daniels?
I think ultimately this will require some consideration at the state level.
It will.
You know, I don't want to prejudge exactly how it's all going to be done, but I think it's, you know, quite likely that, you know, that that's going to be a part of it. And I think that's why it is even more important that the work that Rob has done be laid out, be communicated broadly in the community. You know, I thought that one of the healthy things today, I had a chance to go over and visit with one of the representatives from Waukesha County. I said, look, you know, I think our next sort of listening session, maybe we ought to go to Waukesha County and listen to the concerns there. Because ultimately, I think if we're going to get consensus around the right solution, what we're going to need is sort of a broad buy-in that this is important to our entire state and community. And let's face it, this region is very important to the state of Wisconsin.
If there has, excuse me, Mr. Harvey.
I would weigh in on that as well. You know, I think the work that this task force is doing, and I think the state government has to see that the community, you know, has a real significant interest in looking at how it wants to fund this and to make sure that you know, the Milwaukee County and the surrounding counties really have skin in the game in this. I think if you ask the state to do something where they see appreciably skin in the game, the governor and the like, I think it's a more viable consideration. And so, you know, to John's point, you know, we have to look really broadly at how we make sure that we have that level of participation in a significant sort of way if we're going to ask the state to do a referendum or we're going to have a referendum and the like, and we're going to ask for state support. So I think this involvement of the committee, of the local officials, all expressing a viewpoint, and if we can ultimately arrive at a set of recommendations that lead to additional funding here, I think the state will take it more seriously. The governor will take it more seriously. We can't ask them to do something in the form of taxes that we're not willing to do ourselves. So this is why it's an important issue.
Two follow-up closing questions then. Given the fact that you'll probably need some statutory changes enacted by Madison, is all that being held in abeyance because this is an election year? Is nothing formally going to be done until November 5th, which is the day after the election for governor, Factor of the politics, Mr. Daniels?
Well, I think we've got a lot of work to do to lay the groundwork. And I really think the point that Chuck made is really, really important, which is I think that if you create a consensus that is broader in this community, it will take on a different sort of view in Madison. I mean, can you imagine that if our region came out with a sort of a support for a broad initiative, how that might be received in Madison? That's our goal. I mean, that would be the optimum optimum result. So we got to do our homework. We got to listen to people. We got to make sure that that it is data-based. And that we can demonstrate to people who ask the critical questions that we've addressed all things. So our goal is to take our time, do it properly, so that when it's presented in a way that thoughtful people can say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
My final question is next steps. The task force next meets on May 28th and then on June 17th. What are your goals for the next two meetings?
Well, you heard a lot of the dialogue today, and you saw you heard Rob present the models. And so I think this whole visioning context, I think we have to give some attention to that because it surfaced from many voices in the community that they'd like to understand this, where this sort of fits in a broader visioning perspective. So we'll do some of that at the meeting. We're going to take 4 hours. We'll probably have a breakout session or two embedded in the process. And then the June session, we talked about really deep diving the financial models, if you will. And I think we'll probably get more into this whole idea of what, you know, what would be some of the elements of the governance process as well.
And the forum's role here, Rob, is to look at all the options and let leaders such as this make the recommendations?
Yes, we're not formal members of the task force. We're flattered that the task force wanted to use our research as a springboard for its conversations, and we think that there are other areas of research, too, that stand out. What are the needs of cultural assets in the broader 5 or 7 county region of Southeast Wisconsin, and what is the capacity of our private philanthropic community to support these assets as well?
Yeah, you're dealing with public facilities, private facilities. You have scope decisions, vision decisions, governance decisions. Wow, it's amazing questions face you. I want to thank Mr. John Daniels and Paul Matthews and Chuck Harvey and Rob Hinken for letting Wisconsin Eye in on this evolving dialogue. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.